Dear friend, at the request of some of my students and friends, I'm starting something called LOL, Landau on Life, a 5-minute periodic burst of inspiration, understanding, or meaning that I personally have felt is a game changer in my understanding of something important in life, and I'm happy to share with others, hoping that you too will feel the same inspiration or hopefully feel that it's a game changer. So in episode one, we're just going to discuss something which is really important. I think something that all of us crave, but try to understand it a little bit better. And that is success. I mean, let's be honest. Isn't life just about being successful? Doesn't everyone want to be successful? And what was really interesting to me was when I looked at the definition in the dictionary of the word success, and I saw one of the definitions as the attainment of popularity or profit, or maybe even something a little bit more meaningful, the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. And I realized that perhaps the Western definition of success is attaining material wealth, popularity, or perhaps accomplishing a purpose. And then I researched a bit further, and I wanted to see from people who were successful in life what their definition of success is. And the first one that popped out at me was John Wooden. For those of you that are not familiar with John Wooden, he had 620 victories and 10 national titles, the most winningest coach in college basketball history. And they asked him to define success. And he says success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you did your best to become the best you're capable of becoming. So his definition of success is that you are confident and you're comfortable with your understanding that you did your best to become your best. And then I went a bit further and I saw that Winston Churchill says that success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. I guess that's one of the things that makes you successful. Or perhaps Stephen Covey, New York Times best-selling author for self-help types of books and organizational books. And he said, if you consider carefully what you want to be said of you in your funeral experience, you'll find your definition of success. These are all important, and they kind of tiptoe around success, but I was looking for something deeper, something that would impact me. And always when I do that, I try to look deeper and find something in our Jewish tradition. And what's fascinating is if you take a very careful look at the Torah's definition of the word success, or where it speaks about someone being successful, you'll find that the Torah uses it about Joseph, Yosef. Joseph had an extremely difficult life. Lots of contention with his brothers who got rid of him, finds himself in Egypt, a slave accused of bad things, thrown into jail. And eventually things pick up for a little bit for him. And the Torah says, Vayehi ha'ish matzliach. And the man was successful. Most people translate matzliach as successful. So success, according to that understanding, would be he finally got out of a vicious cycle. He started to be successful. He started to attain and amass wealth, prestige, popularity. What's so interesting, though, is that the commentary of the Kli Yakar points out that in Hebrew, the word matzliach does not mean successful. That would be the word mutzlach. That means successful. Matzliach means someone who enables others to be successful. And when I heard this from a prominent rabbi, all of a sudden I realized that the Torah definition of the word success is how many times we enabled others to be successful. And this is a game-changing understanding of life. Imagine you have a student sitting in front of you, a potential client, your spouse, a family member, somebody who you're close to, and you want to develop that relationship. You want the relationship to evolve. You need to think first and foremost, how can I help them be successful? And the byproduct of enabling other people to be successful is personal success. So next time that you're thinking, or maybe more importantly, maybe make some time to think. Put away your phone, take 5-10 minutes, and think about your success and how you want to enable other people to be successful. And that will automatically be success in your realm, in your arena. Find those people in your life that you interact with all the time or you want to interact with and think deeply, how can I help them become more successful? Because the byproduct of that is 100% success. And that's my blessing. Wishing you all a life of success, a life of enabling other people to be successful, and you'll be successful as well. Signing out on the first episode of LOL Landau on Life. Hope that you appreciated it.